Chapter 2. "Hard to believe you're 30, my mother said that evening, giving my hand a little squeeze. "Mr. Paulson's family is receiving visitors in the tranquility room," she added as a well-dressed couple halted in confusion upon seeing my birthday balloons.
"How can our little girl be 30, Eleanor, when you don't look a day over 25?
My father murmured from my other side, giving me a bear hug and nearly causing me to spill my second Cosmo. Mom ignored him, as was her custom, lo, these many years since their divorce. Dad took it like a man.
"Callie, I fell in love with you at first sight. You were such a beautiful baby. Still are. So beautiful."
"Has your father been drinking, Callie?" my mother asked, not deigning to look at dear old Dad. "If so, please ask him to leave." In this house, your father was synonymous with that shithead. "Have you been drinking, Dad?" I asked amiably.
"Not too much," he answered with equanimity. "Not enough, I should say," he added in a lower voice.
"Hear, hear," I murmured, taking a slug of my pink cocktail. "Given that A, the man I loved, etc., etc., B, Verdi's Requiem was playing in the background, and C, my party was being held at a funeral home, I decided to D, ring in my special day in the company of Grey Goose and cranberry juice." Irritated that she'd failed to insult my dad, Mom shot me an evil look. I snapped to attention. "This party is lovely, Mom," I lied, giving her a big smile. Mollified, she gave me a little smile. "I've always thought this was the most beautiful building in town," she said. "Well, better go check on Mr. Paulson." With that, she bustled off to check on the wake in the next room. Masinski's funeral home was an impressive building, a large Victorian with the first floor serving as the business end, the second and third floors as living quarters for Mom and, recently, my brother, Freddie. I'd grown up here. The basement, of course, was where all the yucky work was done. To my mother, there was absolutely nothing odd about having a birthday party next door to a wake. This funeral home had been in her family for 3 generations, and the whole death is a part of life philosophy was indelibly tattooed on her soul. So what if at age 3, Freddie wouldn't take his nap anywhere but in a casket? So what if Mom used to store the Thanksgiving turkey in the same fridge that kept the clients fresh? Outside, the sun was shining as Vermont was enjoying her 2 weeks of summer. The sky was rich and blue, the air fresh with the scent of pine. In here, not so much. The funeral home was like a time bubble in which nothing ever changed. The smell of lilies, the sounds of sad classical music, the sight of the heavy, dark furniture, the caskets, the dead people. I sighed.
"So, how's my pretty girl?" Dad asked. "You got my check, right?"
"I did, Dad. Thank you so much. And I'm doing great." It was always my habit to be cheerful around my parents, even when that meant lying through my pearly whites.
"Can I tell you a secret, Poodle?"
Dad asked, waving at someone on the far side of the Serenity Room. "Sure, Daddy," I answered, putting my head on his shoulder.
"Now that I've retired, I'm going to get your mother back," he said.
"Get her back for what?" I asked, assuming this was a revenge thing.
"Get her back as in woo her, court her, seduce her."
I straightened abruptly. "Oh, yeah, no. In case you forgot, she hates you, Dad."
"No," he grinned. "Well, she might think she does, but your mother is the only woman I ever loved."
He gave me the wink that served him so well. Dad was a good-looking guy, silvery hair, dark eyes, dimples. I looked a lot like him, minus the gray. "Which is just around the corner," Betty Boop sobbed. "And Mark's with someone else." "That's not a good idea, Daddy," I said, taking another sip of my drink.
"Why isn't it a good idea?"
Dad asked, unsettled by my lack of enthusiasm. "Maybe because you cheated on her when she was pregnant with Freddy? I'm just throwing that out there, of course." He nodded.
"Not my best moment, I'll admit. The cheating, I mean."
He paused and finished off his drink.
"But you understand, Callie, sweetheart. It was a mistake. I've spent 22 years paying for it, and it's all water under the bridge. She'll forgive me, hopefully."
"You really still love her, Dad?"
"Of course I do. I never stopped."
He gave me a squeeze.
"You'll help me, right?"
"Oh, not sure about that. The wrath of Mom, you know.